he selected a piece of pizza, losing some green pepper and onion slices in the process, scooping them back on with his fingers. "I've been cleared of all charges and reinstated in the department, pay retroactive. The gun was in the barrel with Carmen. It had been refrigerated all this time, so the prints were clear, and forensics found traces of blood on it. DNA hasn't come back yet, but preliminary lab tests suggest the blood is Ziggy's, proving Ziggy was armed when I shot him. Apparently, the gun jammed when Ziggy fired at me, just as I'd suspected. When Ziggy hit the floor, the gun fell out of his hand, and Lewis picked it up and took it with him. Then Lewis must have decided to get rid of it." I took a deep breath and asked the question that had been uppermost in my mind for the last 3 days. What about Ramirez? Ramirez is being held without bail, pending psychiatric evaluation. Now that Alpha is out of the picture, several very creditable women have come forward to testify against Ramirez. The sense of relief was almost painful. "What are your plans?" Morelli asked. "You going to keep working for Vinny?" "I'm not sure." I ate some pizza. "Probably," I said. "Almost definitely probably." "Just to clear the air," Morelli said. "I'm sorry I wrote that poem about you on the stadium wall when we were in high school." I felt my heart stutter. "On the stadium wall?" Silence. Color rose to Morelli's cheekbones. "I thought you knew." "I knew about Mario's sub shop." "Oh. Are you telling me you wrote a poem about me on the stadium wall? A poem detailing what transpired behind the Eclair case? Would it help any if I told you the poem was flattering?" I wanted to smack him, but he was on his feet and moving before I could get out of my rubber tube. "It was years ago," he said, dancing away from me. "Shit, Stephanie, it's unattractive to hold a grudge." "You are scum, Morelli. Scum." "Probably," Morelli said. "But I give good pizza."
The End.